We met three times in the first month of our time together. We 10 university women who had a second or third breast cancer diagnosis and had experienced a mastectomy and chemotherapy and a loss of sense of self. We shared journals and notes as well as conversation, for the exchanges with doctors were not sustaining. And the voices of we women are heavy with uncertainty and with fear and sorrow.
And it's really only now, after all these months.
It had been 16 months for Alice.
That it's slowly sinking in, what it really means, this. But really, you're just catching up. That's what happened. And coming to terms with all of it. And wondering if it's going okay, like this scar that doesn't heal. Is that okay? And if the pain's normal, because it wasn't so bad at first.
But the voices of the doctors, they attend to the measures, standards and norms. They are confident voices and sometimes dismissive, condescending.
Yes, the measurable signs, all okay. The blood tests, bodily functions, the scans, they're all satisfactory. Some parts will take longer. The pain, well, there's a lot of flash there, wasn't there? So there will be pain. And the scars, yes, all healing. What's that? Tight? Yes, well, it will be tight. Yes, apply the cream, do the physio, do the exercise. Yes, yes, even if it hurts. What? You're feeling low? Yes, well, there's a lot of mental and emotional that'll follow. I tell all my ladies, you'll steady yourself once you're back into it, back into life. What? No, I can't say how long. I can't predict cancer. I can only explain the general patterns and expectations. You might as well try a fortune teller if you want more.
But we women, we do not speak of measurable outcomes. We attend to the day-to-day and what it feels like. And it doesn't feel right. We don't feel right in ourselves. Yes, there is discomfort and pain, but more than this, we feel dismissed. We are not seen.
What emerges over time is this unease, this disquiet, not just physically. Yes, I know. At a wedding recently, we were all together, me, my husband and daughter, and somebody said to my husband, "How wonderful to have such a beautiful daughter. It's like having your beautiful young wife back." And the idea that I'm not there because I'm no longer, it sets you off balance.